All right, Sean, you raced here for a few years, no wins, and now you're back-to-back. Again, starting position definitely played a role tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's really tough to pass out there, and, you know, starting position means a lot. You know, 2 weeks in a row starting second, you've got to be able to get a good jump on the start. So, but the car was a lot better this week than it was last week, so that was nice.
On traffic, a little bit different this week also. Not too bad.
Yeah, it was pretty mellow night overall. But that's good going week before Classic. You know, we didn't tear up a lot of race cars tonight, which is nice. And everyone here has got a couple weeks to get their cars ready for Classic.
Do you know how big of a lead you had at all? Anybody? Sometimes guys have people on the corners, you know, flashing signs, hand signs, whatever. Did you have any idea how big your lead was?
No. I just drove every lap as hard as I could and worked out for us.
50-lap race and a 200-lap race. Nice to have a car that's great for a 50-lap race, but can you kind of transfer the same things that have put you in the winner's victory lane here the last 2 weeks and put it in there for 200 laps for a Classic?
We hope so. You know, it's a totally different mindset going into Classic. It's, you know, got to be very patient and take care of your tires. And, you know, 50-lap races, just go as hard as you can. But, you know, we've got some good data from the last couple years in Classic, so I think we have a decent shot, you know.
Any predictions?
For Classic?
For pole.
For pole, I would say one of the new hot cars, either the Davey Hamilton, Sweeney, or Bond. But
well, the time of what?
I don't know. Probably a 3 or 4. You know, maybe even faster. So.
What about you?
I don't know. Tonight we ran the heat race with our time trial setup, and I was told we were in the 5s. So. You know, if we can turn a 5 or a 6, I'd be really happy with that.